Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Welcome to This Date in Weather History for Tuesday, June 22nd. I'm AccuWeather.com's Evan Myers. The AccuWeather.com archives report that almost 50 years ago, in 1972, one of the first billion-dollar hurricanes in the history of the United States struck. A mass of clouds over the Yucatan grew more organized on June 14, 1972. What would soon become a hurricane of minimal strength in terms of wind and storm surge would soon lead, according to President Nixon, quote, the greatest natural disaster in the history of the United States, end of quote. Nixon made that statement after viewing the damage in Agnes's wake firsthand. Agnes had occurred only a few years after the billion-dollar hurricanes Betsy in 1965 and Camille in 1969. Damage from Agnes would not be exceeded by a hurricane in the United States until 20 years later. After making landfall in the Florida Panhandle on June 19th as a minimal hurricane, Agnes weakened to a tropical depression over the southeastern United States. However, the storm was able to survive and strengthen to a tropical storm once again by moving off the mid-Atlantic coast. A non-tropical weather system soon captured Agnes and caused the storm to loop northwestward over Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and New York. The topography, tropical moisture, and energy resulted in up to 19 inches of rain and massive flooding. It was centered on June 22, 1973, following an already wet spring for the region. The Susquehanna River that feeds into the Chesapeake Bay bore the brunt of Agnes's rainfall. The amount of fresh water flowing into the bay during a several-day period on the order of trillions of gallons negatively affected local marine life and the seafood industry for several years. Record flooding swept much of the east. Total damage from Agnes was over $3 billion in the United States alone. Adjusted to today's dollars, that would be well over $20 billion. Agnes also caused extensive damage to railroad lines in the region, already taxed by bankruptcy. While the Agnes disaster has been eclipsed by more powerful and costlier storms during recent decades, it still ranks in the top 10 costliest hurricanes in the United States, adjusted to today's dollars. Because of its impact, the name Agnes has been retired from the list of Atlantic hurricanes by the World Meteorological Organization. And that's what happened on June 22nd. Be sure to tune in tomorrow for a brand new episode and find out what happened on this date in weather history.
Listen to Weather Insider every weekday for a discussion on trending weather news. You'll get detailed insight into major weather events and learn the why behind the weather, gaining knowledge on terms like what's a nor'easter. Just subscribe to Weather Insider on your favorite podcast platforms today.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.